Father Leslie Rumble was an Australian priest who hosted a radio show called Question Box, in which he answered apologetics questions from listeners. Father Charles Cardi, an American priest, had a similar radio show called The Catholic Radio Hour. These two priests compiled many of these questions and answers in a series of books called Radio Replies. We present here some of the questions and answers.
The Necessity of Tradition. Question. I object to the way you put human traditions on the same level as Scripture. Answer. As a source of doctrine, the Catholic Church relies upon divinely guaranteed tradition, not upon merely human tradition. This divine tradition is the teaching of Christ, given orally to the apostles and handed down in the Church, although not written in the pages of the New Testament. Question. Then you appeal to tradition in addition to Scripture? Answer. Yes, and I am quite biblical in doing so. Christ sent the apostles to teach all things that he had taught them. In the last verse of his Gospel, St. John tells us that not all is written in Scripture. If all is to be taught, and all is not set down in Scripture, part of Christian doctrine must be elsewhere. Where? St. Paul tells us clearly, "Brethren, stand fast, and hold to the traditions which you have learned, whether by word or by our epistle." 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Hold the form of sound words which you have heard of me in faith. 2 Timothy 1:13. The things thou hast heard of me by many witnesses, the same commend to faithful men, who shall be fit to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:2. All Christians from the very beginning believe that Christian revelation was contained not only in Scripture, but also in tradition. Acts 2:42 tells us that they were persevering in the doctrine of the apostles, that is, in the oral teaching of the apostles which they taught to one another and handed on to their children. Those who repudiate tradition have lost the complete doctrine of Christ. Question. I do not question traditions contained in Scripture. I object to the Roman traditions which are not in Scripture and which are against Scripture. Answer. The Catholic Church rejects all traditions which are against Scripture. She accepts divine traditions which are complementary to Scripture and which are in perfect harmony with the principles taught in Scripture. The traditions themselves cannot be in Scripture, for the traditional Word of God cannot be the written Word of God. But Scripture itself says that tradition exists, and that it is of equal authority with that written Word of God. Question. Did not Christ blame the Pharisees, saying, "Why do you transgress the commandment of God for your tradition?" Answer. He did, but he called it their tradition, condemning their erroneous and merely human tradition, not the right traditions to which, according to St. Paul, we must hold fast. You quote this text merely because it happens to contain the word tradition, and without any appreciation of its true sense. Question. St. Paul himself warns us, "Beware lest any man cheat you by philosophy and vain deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ." Answer. The text warns us against wrong traditions, but in no way condemns traditions which are not merely of human invention, but which are according to Christ. St. Paul does not contradict his own teaching. Question. St. Peter condemns tradition, saying, "You were not redeemed by your vain conversation of the tradition of your fathers." Answer. This is not a condemnation of Christian traditions, but of doctrines held by those to whom St. Peter wrote, and handed on to them by human tradition from their fathers. These were the traditions our Lord condemned in Matthew 15:3. Question. I admit the force of apostolic traditions for the early Christians, but they could be sure of them, as we cannot today. Answer. That is a dreadful statement. Were the apostolic traditions part of the Christian faith then? Is it therefore impossible to know the full Christian truth now? Did Christ mean it when he said he would be with his church all days till the very end of the world? Or would you suggest that he meant it, but could not accomplish it? He sent the church to teach all things, yet you say that it is impossible today. Be sure that the Catholic Church has all necessary traditions embodied in her teachings. Within her fold, each succeeding generation of bishops have taught faithful men who have been fit to teach others also. But you refuse to be taught by that church. You rely upon your own fallible judgment. And as long as you adopt that method, you will never be sure, not only of the Christian traditions, but even of the true Christian doctrine to be derived from Scripture itself.